Let this be a time right now of your own body appreciation. How much time do we tell our bodies, we love you. What a beautiful job you are doing, containing the energy of my essence and my soul. I love you, body. I love you, body. I love you, body. My body holds the blueprints and templates of divinity. My body holds the blueprints and templates of divinity. My body is made up of chemicals and molecules of love. Thank you, body, for being a vehicle of love for me. And let us invite Kryon to come forward and deliver a message for this moment. Thank you.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. There is a great deal of love here. Love is an energy. It's a measurable energy. There's no love meter yet, but if there were here, you'd be pegging it. And on this platform where I present, it's thick. True love, pure love, is unconditional. There are no conditions. Well, if you do this, I'll do that. You know that. And through these 2 days and now this third one, there's an amplification in the room. That energy you call love, it doesn't walk away with the consciousness necessarily of the human beings. There's a part of it that is cemented to that which we have called the crystalline grid. And that is wherever certain things happen that have other actions from humanity, they stick there. Part of what Gaia does is give you portals to go and tank up on certain things that you want to carry with you. It's a system that you're really not familiar with. Not really. Sometimes you can go into an older building that has had many healings, and yet that sticks there too. You can feel something has happened. And that's all part of this. Something has happened here and will happen here. And it all revolves around the receptors of that energy that many of you have activated. Now, all of you have those receptors. So let me just make a preface here that whatever the questions are today regarding that which is inside your body, let me preface it with this, a discovery. A spiritual discovery by a scientist, not a channeler, not a shaman, but the scientist Braden, who started to do the mathematics and the puzzle symmetry of the cellular structure of the body. And looking at it with the modern attributes of the four DNA, the code was there. A code, a message that was left for now. You wouldn't have had the messages unless you had had the attributes of the letters of the codes of DNA. But once you got those, the code could then be compared, translated, and given for this time, the shift. What does the DNA say to you? What is the code that was revealed by the scientist, Braden? A simple phrase, a profound phrase, a phrase that should give you chills because it's pure, because it's in full truth. And the code, when translated, said, God eternal within the body, every cell. That's from the scientist. That's the code. It's going to play into the answers I give to whatever question you have about what's inside.
Dear Kryon, what can you tell us about body healing?
Healing may not even be the right word. Your body was built to rejuvenate and live a long time. Your body was actually built to exist in a normal balance. And almost everything that you're trying to heal, unquote, is to return the body to its natural state. So instead of you saying, well, there's something wrong with my body, or there's a disease in my body, what you are actually saying is, it is out of balance to normal. Now that's important that you realize that, because you're not trying to push something into an unnormal state with some kind of healing that's going to give you a miracle. What if the miracle was simply to return it to normal? The body is built, again, to rejuvenate. It replaces cells. It chases away disease. It does all of these things and balances. But there's more to it than that. And now I reveal something I have not spoken of before. And this is something that is needed for you to conceptualize. You don't have to understand the minutiae of it. You really don't. What is really in that which you call the cellular structure of your body? What is in there really? And you start looking at the pieces and the parts of the DNA, and specifically the kinds of cells in your body that you start realizing are specialists. Science is starting to see specialist cells. You'll learn about that tomorrow. Medical science, they're discovering specialist cells that do things that have always been there, that are very small. I labeled them many years ago for you, even before their discovery, as Genesis cells. Cells that have the blueprint of youth that you can tap into. What else might be there that is literally unknown or unsuspected by science? There are some scientists who believe that the human body has multi-dimensions. Quantum biologists, they call themselves. So there is already a suspicion that the human cellular structure may not be fully in 4D. And they're right. Oh, they're right. What else might be there that starts to play a part in healing? And what might that look like to you? Here is a simple truth for you. There are a multitude of specialized cellular structure with membranes that are multidimensional. The membrane is that which separates the 3D from the multi-D, and they're always there. We already told you, you have 24 sets of chromosomes, not 23. And the 24th one is a multidimensional one, just as they have suspected all along. It does not make sense that you'd have 23 of anything when the universe is base 12. There must be 24. And there are. The 24th, you can't measure it. You can't see it. Now you get out of the realm of provable science for now and into the realm that the metaphysicians will study. Metaphysics, beyond physics. That's why you're here. Because you study energies that you cannot see, but that you can feel. You study energies that might be uncommon to many people, but common to you. That's who this audience is. So you are ready for information. There are specialist cells within your body that belong that, you might say, to the 24th pair of chromosomes, but beyond, that have always been there. And the specialization of the cells is almost that of healers themselves. They're like healing cells. And you might say that all of them have little antennas, and they're waiting for signals. And the only signals that they will respond to are the signals from the consciousness of the body they exist in. Did you get that? The only signals that they will respond to are the consciousness signals of the body they belong to. Now, I want you to understand this because you're so linear in your questioning. Consciousness exists in the body no matter what condition the body is in, if it's still alive. If it's in a deep coma, you'll say consciousness is gone. It's not, as you define it, perhaps. When's the last time you interviewed somebody who was in a coma and came out, and perhaps you were helping them or reading to them daily or all these kinds of things, and they come out and they say, thank you for those stories, because they were there, and the consciousness was not then attached, you might say, to their mouth or to their eyes or to their brains or even their hands, and not in the way that you think in medical. It was attached through these cells that listen for consciousness. And when the consciousness starts to understand the divinity of God eternal within the body, you start to realize the potential of talking to the cells. That is a phrase I've used for 26 years. Talk to your cells. Talk to your cells. And it hasn't been understood. And maybe I should now reveal what that truly means. As your vibration of your consciousness starts to raise in its awareness, and maybe it has to be pushed there by love, but when you get to a place where you're saying, I now understand how spirit works, and the love that goes into all of these things, the compassionate, the kindness, all of the other things, it drops all the other barriers, and bang, you are talking to those cells. That's when you have power to speak to them. And those little antennas, it's almost like they're tuning into a frequency, dear ones. And that frequency that they're tuning into is the one of a higher, elevated human consciousness who is ready to drop the ego and all of the 3D lessons and all the things you've been ever told and to surrender to love. And it's almost something that snaps into perceptive to a human being, and they go, oh, oh. And they drop into their heart, and they start communicating with those cells. And all of those cells are one in saying, it's about time you talk to us. And they then go into action. They're the ones that are there awakening those who are in coma, or correcting the balance or unbalance of a kidney or a gallbladder or a heart, and returning it to the blueprint that was always there, perhaps miraculously returning it to the blueprint, because those little cells can talk to the other ones that science has discovered that can rejuvenate things back into youth. I'm giving you some secrets here of how things really work. Two things you need to know: God eternal within every cell of the body. Start with that one. That means that as you raise your vibration, dear ones, you're in touch with that second stairway. The one that's always had his hand out, saying, the only thing that keeps you from the second stairway and melding with the soul is how you're thinking about it. your realization. If you're consumed by fear, you'll never make it there. If you're consumed by grief, you won't make it there. If you're consumed by the news of the day or the conspiracies of the day or anything else that is not God, you're not going to live very long. I am sorry to tell you that. That is also going to be very obvious in the future. When there are those, I'm repeating a prophecy, where there are those that are dying younger and those that are lasting longer, and the only thing that's different between them is their consciousness of compassion. And the pattern is going to show, and there'll be sociologists who see it, and others who say, why is this group of weird people living longer? Wait for it. It's coming. And it'll all go back to the prophecies and the actual teachings of the ancients and the shamans, who will say it's all here. What is it you are about? Is it about love? Is it about compassion? Are you willing to drop into your heart and feel it and become who you were designed to? On this stage, not once, but several times already, there has been the description of what it's like to die and what is felt at that point in time. And the ones who've also been on this stage in the last years, who have had those near-death experiences that people want to hear about, they all have an identical story. And it ought to tell you something. They all go into the biggest peace they've ever felt, where everything was fine. A calmness that cannot be repeated, a calm that is taught by the yogis, a calmness, a light that they feel, is so beautiful. That's what's out there, dear ones. But the beauty of the system of spirit is that it's also in there. It's in you, ready to hatch itself, to give birth, activating, you might say, those little cells with the antennas on it, the healing ones, is a rebalance of the body, but beyond that, the higher your consciousness gets toward an acceptance of God inside and all the things that come with it, the more those cells talk to the other cells that are in 4D. And then you see things start to snap into balance, sometimes heal themselves, sometimes even repair themselves beyond anything science has said is possible. You will hear that tomorrow. This is what's going on right now on the planet.
Dear Kryon, there are many who overcome illness or disease only to have it return again. How can we create permanent healing or permanent rebalancing?
Here is the other attribute that you misunderstand or that you feel a certain way about, because humanity wants to think in such a black and white, childish, linear way that you don't conceive perhaps the complexity of what ascension is. Ascension is your relationship to God eternal in the body. That's what ascension is. Ascension is not leaving the body and going somewhere else. It's staying there in an ascension mastery. And that's what you're asking for during the shift and during dimensional change on this planet as it is. How high can you push that vibration so that your cells start to heal, so that you have the spontaneous remissions and all? But the linearity of you says this: as soon as I get there, I can't go back. Oh, really? Your consciousness is filled with two words that I have said for 26 years: free choice. You have a choice to sustain love in your system or not. You have a choice to go backwards and actually go to lower vibrations even after you've attained high ones if you choose. That's free choice. So there are so many, perhaps, who have healed themselves and have been so happy at that and attained a certain status of enlightenment. But it doesn't simply stay there. You have to work on this. Why should you have to work on it? Crying, what are you telling us? I'm telling you, you have a war here. You call it what you want. There is darkness around you that wants to hold on to you and grip your mind and change your mind and give you dark ideas. And they're all around you. They're on the news. There's so many. They want to take you back to an old world. They want to take you to your grandfather's world where old energy ruled and that's all you had. The shift is about lightworkers like you understanding the dynamics of this. There's a light and dark battle. And just because you've reached that love quotient and you had a good time on these days and you leave and perhaps you even get healed doesn't mean it's going to stay there without your working on it every single day. When you get out of bed, you put your feet on the floor, I give you an instruction. Give gratitude for at least four things that you love in your life that you can say, thank you, thank you. And in one case, in one speaker, the gratitude was, thank you, I can put my feet on the floor. I'm still here. You might give gratitude for love in your life. Or perhaps you have a favorite animal. Thank you for the love that anything. You have things to be thankful for. That's a setup. It's a setup that changes the other way that you do. You put your feet on the floor and you go, woe is me. I'm going to have a bad day just like yesterday. And that is so often the case. And the first thing I'm going to do is walk in the other room and turn on the news. It'll make it just a little worse. And there are some who count on that and love it to be a little worse. That's what fear does. It pulls you down from whatever status you started. You have to work on this. You have to love every day. You have to look at other people and say, I don't necessarily like that person, but I love them. The part I may not agree with is a human part, but the part that I'm in love with is the God part. And you got to understand the difference between them. And as you walk around, see God in everything. These are the kinds of exercises that you do daily, seeing God everywhere, not being pulled down by the things that you hear. It will make you then afraid on this planet. And then you've done it for another day, and the next day starts, and the next day starts, and you realize that you are inching your way up in an everyday normalcy of ascension thinking. If you don't do that, dear ones, this battle of dark and light, it's going to get you, because it knows what humans are afraid of. And it wants to then insert that at every point so that your vibration gets lower. And as it gets lower, some of the things you cured may very well come back for the same reasons I gave you yesterday. Because disease, unbalance, even fear itself, they have a vibration and it's very low. And you can get above all of them one way. The consciousness you have that's connected to God eternal within every cell of the body. Proven that it's there, the code is there, the rest is up to you. This is not an easy thing, light worker. You know that. Some of you really understand that. You came because you're wise old souls. That's why you're here. The days of floating through all of the New Age things are over. You don't float through this. You're a light worker. And the thing that you have on your side is love. the greatest force in the universe, has its hand out to you saying, I'm going to help you with this. Start the day in gratitude. End the day in gratitude, no matter what's happening in your life. And watch for the signs that there are those around you who love you. There are those around you who you've loved and lost. There are so many things going to be presented to you if you let them. But stay that path. And it is the path of love. All of the things I give you are starting to become a little more practical, perhaps. Maybe a little more powerful, perhaps. And to some of you, maybe a little surprising that it's not what you were told. It's better than you were told. Every single one of you is designed to live lifetimes longer than you're living. And those mysterious little cells that have hidden for all of these hundreds of years are starting to be discovered, waking up, and they're just for you. The ones who will discover them first are the ones who are looking for uncommon things that reek with the energy of love. Reek. It means that you can't get away from them, because that's what's always there. It's like smelling something in the house or the closet and trying to find it. I know it's there. That's what love is like. Except that the reek, you can't get rid of that once you taste it. It's so beautiful. I invite all of you to open the door to a love you don't expect from the other side of the veil that's always been there for you. It is there. And so it is.